Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 1st of September, recording at 8:52 p.m. That's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly weaker, and the European stock markets opened up softer, but then recovered most of the losses as the day progressed. Wall Street is closed today for the Memorial Day holiday. And Mexico is up, Brazil down, and among the regional markets that are trading there. And the big story, though, and there are a couple of them, and they're related. And first, we have the dollar, which had firmed on Friday after I'd completed my early audio. The dollar closed quite firm, and it's carried through on that same note today. So the dollar is breaking up out of some of these little trading ranges that we've seen it trading in once again. So it's reaffirming the rally trend that we've seen over the last couple of months. Now, that also coincided with and may have contributed to what's quite a sharp drop in the price of oil, or it's probably more the other way around, that the weakness in the price of oil contributed to the dollar's additional strength. But at any rate, that's what we've got. And crude oil is currently trading at 111.21, and it has been a little bit lower, but that's still down $4.25 right now. And that combination of the weaker oil and the stronger dollar has weighed on the gold price, not surprisingly. Bullion is down nearly 14 at 817.22. Now, industrial metals were all to the downside here today. And bond prices a little bit steadier. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, despite Wall Street's weakness on Friday, let me comment on an interesting development there, that the bank indices were really quite steady, as were some other indices on Wall Street. And I think that the weakness that we're seeing in crude oil prices, which in my view is actually going to continue. We've actually touched today a new reaction low, but only fractionally so. The crude oil price, this is NYMEX, got down to 110.60. 110 is that little bit of psychological support, and it has been ranging above that level, but I do feel it is going to break down through it, as I've said continuously. And since we saw that downward dynamic marking the peak back in July, I felt that we would see crude oil come back and go below the $100 level. Now, I think that's quite favorable for stock markets, because the biggest concern for stock markets had been inflationary pressures and the ratcheting up of interest rates that was taking place to combat that inflation. Some of that is still continuing here right now, and that's helping to keep equity markets in check. But in the U.S. market, where we had already seen the decline in interest rates, we have that steadier tone overall, as I say, despite Friday's weakness, which wasn't all that extreme. It was less than 2%, sort of 1.5% on the Dow and the S&P, 1.75% on the Nasdaq composite. But the important point here is that the stronger dollar is doing a lot to alleviate previous concerns that existed in the marketplace, as I've said before. The weaker oil price will do a lot in terms of causing central banks to reassess in terms of the extent that they need to try to bear down on inflation. And it will also mitigate the clear recessionary problem risks that we have always had with following energy price spikes. Now that takes time, as I've said before, but the trend is in the right direction, and we also have the lower trend of long-dated interest rate yield. So long-dated government bond yields are coming down. That means those long-dated government bond prices are moving upwards, and central banks will look at the decline in long-dated government bond yields as evidence that inflationary pressures are not spilling too widely over into the wage sector. Now, again, these are not all overnight realizations. Policy doesn't change on a dime very often, to coin a phrase, but they are significant in terms of rolling back some of the more worrying expectations and actually introducing some favorable trends for stock markets. So watching these reaction lows as a guide, and I did say I did not want to see stock markets go below those reaction lows that we saw in the second half of August. But provided they don't do that, there will not be much evidence that the technical rally since the mid-July lows is over. Now, not all stock markets have been that steady. You've got China, which is hovering right down near its lows. So I'm really talking here mainly about Wall Street in Europe. But as Wall Street has been the focal point of global concerns, and as Wall Street moved first on the interest rate cuts, I think it may be the more important market to be watching here right now. And I will be surprised if we don't see a rally on Wall Street tomorrow as more investors return from, did I say Memorial Day? It's Labor Day holiday. Got that completely wrong. As more investors return from the Labor Day holiday. Okay. What else to mention in here? I think that's really the big story overall. In terms of global stock markets, I'm not going to classify this as anything other than a technical rally, but we did have climactic activity back at those July lows, and that was, we were characterized by those downward accelerations. There was heavy short selling, which had helped to drive those markets down. We've seen a bear squeeze on those shorts. We had some very good, powerful upward dynamics signaling that that was a bottom of at least near-term significance. And with the subsequent change in the factors that I mentioned, the stronger dollar, the weaker crude oil price, the lower long-dated government bond yields, I think this is more likely than not to morph into a medium-term recovery for stock markets. Could it have been the final low? Well, there's not enough evidence. It's not impossible, but there isn't enough evidence to really indicate that overall. But one doesn't have conclusive evidence until the downward trends have all been broken and markets have pulled back and established sequences of higher reaction lows. That all takes a bit of time, but suffice it to say at this stage that the recovery rally in global stock markets is still intact. The dollar's rally is still intact and maybe getting a second wind after a pause and consolidation, and that creates a headwind for gold. Those are the main themes here today on the 1st of September 2008. So I'll just conclude as usual with all the very best to all of you.